Part 2. The Founding and First Few Years. In the 1910s, the work of three major co-ops led to a more structured approach to cooperatives in the agricultural sector. And with World War I raging in Europe, demand surged for agricultural products to meet military and civilian needs. However, the three major co-op were often in competition for the same potential members, and only a fraction of the 138,000 farmers in Quebec at the time were members of any of these cooperatives. The idea of one single organization gained ground in the spring of 1922. An employee at Quebec's Ministry of Agriculture spearheaded a push to merge the three major co-ops. That first push was ultimately unsuccessful. But amidst intense pressure to give it another shot, the economic difficulties of the post-war period and political tensions, including the managing director Auguste Trudel entering politics as a member of a party opposing the Liberals in power, Minister of Agriculture Joseph-Édouard Caron ended up forcing the three co-op to merge into one. On October 31, 1922, over 200 agricultural co-op and major co-op representatives met in a room at City Hall in Quebec City, and after agreeing to the terms of the new organization's charter, all three co-op federations approved the decision. The law, incorporating what was now called the Société Coopérative Fédérée, received royal dissent on December 29, later that year. The capitalization process set out in the law was fairly simple. Shares in the three major co-ops would be converted into shares in the new corporation and maintained their nominal value, and the authorized capital was set at $1 million. The management committee was made up of representatives from the three major co-ops and chaired by Arsène Denis from the Coopérative des Producteurs de Semences de Québec. Minister Caron occasionally attended their meetings, and Quebec Ministry of Agriculture accountant Joseph-Arthur Paquet became the new organization's first chief executive officer. These close ties to the government were criticized by the Union catholique des cultivateurs, now known as the Union des producteurs agricoles, a new union founded in 1924 in response to declining prices, farm debt, rural depopulation, and other issues that farmers were grappling with. Once the three major co-ops had merged into what would eventually become Solio Cooperative Group, it took over their operations in terms of both supplying farms and selling products, primarily cheese, butter, livestock, and poultry. La Coop Fédérée did expand its operations, but butter and cheese were still the biggest area of business. From 1923 to 1929, the co-op was responsible for 45% of all Quebec-made cheese. The co-op was headquartered in Montreal with special divisions in the Eastern Townships, Beauce, and Saguenay-Lac-Saint-Jean. Minister Caron's permanent exit from politics in 1929 and the crisis that followed the Wall Street stock market crash would soon come to mark the beginning of a new chapter in the co-op's history.